The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Mike Golic Jr.
Now it seems like everyone's got their oars and is rowing in the same direction in Green Bay, and that's a dangerous thing.
Breaking down everything happening on the gridiron.
Using a tenth of the creativity the colleges do, I think makes a more exciting brand of football.
And other important topics.
You are afforded a great deal more of whatever Reese's version of peanut butter is inside that thing when you rock with the holiday shapes, and then you just get that little coating of chocolate that kind of sends you down the path of Flavor Town.
It's Gojo on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Lots of reaction on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and Text line. Folks letting us know what, in fact, they would want. I can't read any of them, you guys. My computer is jamming me up. It's covering the talk and text. You got it up over there, Gabe?
I can.
Dumpy in West Bend, I know, said that he wanted $100,000 worth of Qdoba for life.
What? Well, okay, first of all.
They're not your partner, it's fine.
Exactly. I know you guys are going through your Rolodex of sponsors before you have this take.
Well, no, I have no problem saying Qdoba is trash. Second of all, $100,000 of Qdoba for life. Like, the whole concept of 100K for life, like, that doesn't mesh together
in
my brain.
But that is how companies do it. They say for life, and there's an asterisk next to it, and the asterisk is definitely a certain amount.
No, I just want that whatever that card that Happy Gilmore gets for Subway in that movie.
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, like, I didn't want to say it again, but like, yes, whatever Happy Gilmore has, give me that, where every time I go to the counter, yeah, here it is. Give me my free food.
Josh in Lake Geneva saying he wants a cameo in a State Farm commercial. That would be fun. Discount double check. I don't know. That, yeah, it'd be a fun moment, but you can't create generational wealth. You can't set up your family for life with a discount double check in a State Farm commercial, Josh.
You think you're setting up your family for life with 500K?
If you invest it properly, absolutely.
Well, that's the thing. You'd have to invest it properly.
Are you trying to say that investing is hard?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
This is why I have never invested.
I mean, 500K is a good chunk of money. I don't think it's going to create generational wealth.
That's probably a very good point. Depends on how you're living now, though.
That's very true. Okay. That's it's all relative.
Ryan and McGuadigo saying, to me, the movie Indecent Proposal comes to mind. What was it? Indecent Proposal, he got a certain amount of money and the guy got to sleep with his wife. And then he was like, later on, no amount of money, right? Like, because it sent him down.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
Crazy.
Now.
You know, he got anxiety. He created a whole other set of issues. You know, you thought that the money was going to solve all your issues, and then it created a whole other slew of issues. Speaking of issues, Mike Golic Jr. joins us now on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thank God.
Gabe was very uncomfortable.
Yes. That's what you walked into, Gojo. If you want to hang up and run, I will not blame you.
We're talking about the Tom Brady thing. Do you think the fan got enough? Did you hear what he got? The two Brady jerseys, the Brady helmet. He got the Mike Evans cleats. He got the Mike Evans jersey. Season tickets for the rest of this year and next year. $1,000 to the team store and a chocolate coin.
Wait, he actually got a chocolate coin?
No, Jen just doesn't understand Bitcoin.
He may as well have. I mean, it's basically the same thing.
It's called Bitcoin. I bit into the coin. It has to be a chocolate coin.
That is true. It is a bit-o-chocolate coin. So, yeah, I would honestly, I feel like I'm in the minority here where I look at all of that and say, like, yeah, I think he got enough. Like, I know we heard that the ball would have been worth, like, $500,000. He was not going to get fair market value with that. This was the right thing to do, and he has been justly compensated on the other side here. Like, I see what people are saying, and this guy's getting shamed all over the internet, but I kind of think he made out pretty well here.
Well, there was no making out. That was Indecent Proposal. Now you're getting your references confused. It's fine. It happens. No big deal, Gojo. But I do think, though, that he could have sold it on the open market for a lot.
See, this is why I get uncomfortable, Gojo.
He could have sold it on the open market for closer to $500,000, couldn't he have?
Wait, Jen, so to be clear, you were in team keep the football and then sell it. Make Tom Brady buy it back on the open market.
If he wasn't willing to give you everything you asked for. He asked for a round of golf with the GOAT. I think Tom Brady could have complied. I think he could have been like, you know what? Yes, we will hit the links.
That's fair. Although I do appreciate Tom Brady, like, ever the salesman, one, that seems like a branding opportunity lost by Tom, which is rare because this is the same guy that during the Manning cast last night when he was talking about playing a round of golf with Peyton and Peyton accused his Under Armour pants of ripping during a round, went back out of his way to make sure that people knew he was not wearing Under Armour pants when they ripped during that round here. Like, this man is always on brand, and so the thought that he missed an opportunity to turn this into another viral moment by doing a round of golf with this guy, a little surprising to me. I will agree with you on that.
So you would have been, if you caught this ball, Gojo, you would have just wanted the stuff versus trying to sell it on the open market for money.
Yeah, more than like, just because, again, like I look at that instance like, it's not mine. Like, that's Tom Brady's 600th career touchdown ball, and like, I'm probably just a big dumb idiot, but I'm like, all right, like, that should belong to him. It should have never made it to the stands. That's a user error by Mike Evans there for not knowing your buddy enough to know that that one might mean a little bit of something. So I would have looked at that situation and said, this isn't really mine to do this with.
But luck does play a role in all of our success, right? Like, this guy went to the game. He was sitting in the right seat, in the right section, at the right time. He caught the ball that was errantly thrown into the stands. This is your lottery ticket. This is the moment where you played all your kids' birthdays and you won the lottery. So, listen, I know you're a good guy. I clearly am not a guy. Or good. I would hold on to the ball. In fact, I told Gabe during the break I would stuff it under my shirt. I would pretend that I was with child and I would scream, expectant mother coming through as I ran out of the stadium with the ball underneath my shirt. Like, that's just me. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what, Jen? Honestly, all things considered, if you're going to go down that route, that's the most creative option I've heard so far. I would like to award you some sort of Oscar or one of the members of the EGOT award community here for your service in this instance. And I do get it. Like, the prospect of $500,000 is a life-changing sum of money here. It's a pretty wild thing to do, but maybe I can, like, salvage this and say that some of, like, the good karma that you garner by giving the football back might help, but good karma is not going to put the kids through college. So at some point, you do have a business decision to make.
Speaking of well-timed drops, he mentions good karma twice on this show. Good job, Gojo. This is obviously a Good Karma Brands program. Gabe?
Gojo, I want to start this by saying I love the fact that you've got yourself a nice little 5-hour energy commercial. Get to see it while I'm watching football on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, there's a butt. I hear the butt. I can hear it coming.
Oh, man.
So I want to put it out there. I just don't find it believable, and it has nothing to do with the acting performance, because at the end of the commercial, you yell, who brought the buns? And look, I'd like to think, after having you on the show the last couple of years, I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I'm guessing that there is no way that you are hosting a tailgate, and by the way, I'm assuming you're hosting the tailgate because you're the one grilling. Whoever's grilling, it's clearly they're the one hosting the tailgate. You are no way going to host a tailgate without being properly prepared and therefore not having buns. Like, this is the issue I've got with your commercial, my friend.
Yeah, no, listen, and I understand this. I took some issues with that in the storyboard. They didn't ask for my opinion. I came with opinions anyway, and I told them, guys, listen.
There's some holes in your story here, guys. No one is going to believe that I didn't bring the buns or that someone didn't bring the buns.
Exactly, but no one in my immediate circle, my community of fellow fats, or at the very least people that I like to say have fat hearts enough to be involved in the community, would seriously come without carbs.
Exactly. Carb conscious. You're carb conscious people. And not that you're conscious not to eat carbs. We're very conscious that carbs are great.
All the above. And so, yes, I appreciate the feedback here. If we get to a second commercial, which, you know what, let's all say a prayer for that one. Tom Brady football style here, that the Lord may see fit to bless me in that way. I promise next year I will go back with notes and be like, guys, listen, I am willing to say whatever you want here because I am a big fan of the product, but we got to make sure that everybody knows that our tailgate's about that action.
Mike Golic Jr. joins Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every single week. We have been talking about the Packers, and I just looked up over my shoulder, and I get up there talking about the Packers as well. In fact, they said that FPI gives them a 32% chance to win the game against the undefeated Cardinals on Thursday. This, of course, taking into account that Devontae Adams is expected not to play. Earlier in the show, Gojo, I said that Devontae Adams is like the Jenga block at the bottom of your tower. Not on the side, not in the middle, at the bottom of the tower. And it makes it very shaky if you remove that Jenga block. Do you see a way that the Packers beat the Cardinals this weekend, this week on Thursday, without Devontae Adams?
I do. Listen, there's still Aaron Rodgers on this team here. Like, the fact that we were able to have a game like we did from Alan Lazard this last week. I think you guys are getting Valdez Scantling back this week, too. Like, these are receivers who would not be the names I could readily rattle off if it were not for the greatness of Aaron Rodgers. And that's no disrespect to their individual efforts. It's just the reality of what this Green Bay offense and what that quarterback has done for people. So I feel like as long as you got 12 out there, you've always got a chance. Now, 12 and one of his many spinoffs in the quarterback world exist on that other side in Kyler Murray. And I think what that offense is doing right now for the Cardinals is a little bit 2019 Chiefs-esque, where 3rd and 26, no problem. We got that one on the call sheet here. As long as that's happening, a Green Bay defense that we know has struggled is going to be in harm's way. I'd probably lean towards the Cardinals, but I think this one's going to be close. Like, I don't see this being some sort of runaway. This Cardinals team is very good, but I think at times they've feasted on the weak here. There have been specific instances about each matchup that have left me going, all right, that's a very good team. I don't think they're the best team in the NFL. I don't even think they're the best team in the NFC right now, but that's still a very good team. But there are certainly areas where I still have questions, especially about that defense as it continues to come together.
Really? You've got, I mean...
Really?
Yeah, I don't have any questions about the Cardinals. Like, I feel like they've kind of passed everything and every... I mean, because to me, their big test game was that Rams game, right? Like, okay, find out if the Cardinals for real. And they just pasted the Rams.
They did, but I mean, Rams, like, context in that one matters to me. Like, the Rams were putting all their eggs into that Tampa Bay basket that week before here. Like, I know we think of letdowns more as a college football thing, but I believe an NFL team's capable of that, and certainly one that's been a little bit up and down this year. I mean, hell, we saw the Rams get taken to the wire at the Detroit Lions yesterday. Now, I understand that Dan Campbell and company approached that one with every bit of the underdog mentality with the trick bag that they threw out for all of that, but all that is to say, that's a Rams team that's flawed in their own right. Like, I look at them as one of the teams in the NFC where, you know, it's not all the way there yet in juggernaut status up top. So, I you know what, maybe this is me just holding on kind of like I do with the Bengals uniform bias to the Cardinals, but I just feel like there's a next step for that team to take still to solidify their status as the best team in the NFC.
We would be remiss if we didn't talk to Mike Golic Jr. about Halloween candy, as we are now just a few days away from one of the greatest holidays on the calendar, which is Halloween. You actually get candy. People actually just give you candy. You walk up to the house, you say trick-or-treat, they give you candy. Gojo, Mike Leach weighed in on the Halloween candy debate. I'm sure you saw that this weekend with our friend Alyssa Lang. Where do you stand on the Halloween candy? I know in the past we've talked about the peanut butter cups and the ratio of the chocolate and whatnot, but if you are saying goat Halloween candy, what are you giddy to receive in your bag at the doorstep?
Yeah, giddy to receive in the bag here. Well, you mentioned, I think the Reese's Holiday Shapes are going to be at the top of that list here. It's a seasonal treat, which I believe should be year-round, but you know, you've talked about all of...
They kind of have had it. They've almost made it year-round, Gojo, because they have Halloween ones. They've got the Christmas ones now. They've got the Easter egg. The only thing we're missing is like a 4th of July firework, and I think we can hit all 12 months.
Like a 4th of July, maybe? Something
that's,
like that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Fair point. But I digress. That's still number one on the list here. Number two on the list, I'm going to go off, you know, a little bit off board on this one here and just cape for a candy bar that I think doesn't get the credit it deserves. The Reese's Fast Break.
Yes.
It's the best candy bar in rotation.
He's 100%
correct.
I don't
know if it's overly close. And I don't think enough people are recognizing game on that one. And third, I'm going to put this in here just because I'm an anarchist. I am team candy corn. I'm pro candy corn. I just finished my first bag of the season yesterday. And I'm probably going to go back to
a bag?
God, I love Michael.
You finished a bag? So you and Mike Leach are on opposite ends of this spectrum then, huh?
That's fine. You know what? It wouldn't be the first thing that he and I are on opposite ends of the spectrum on here, and I consider myself right on most of those and right on this one.
What about the Reese's Fast Break puts it at the number two spot?
To me, I think it is the textural wonder that is the layer of nougat at the bottom, because you've got all the chocolate and peanut butter that you're used to. I said at the bottom, it's almost like a little bumper for your teeth. You get through that bite, and there's that last little bit where it's not a crunch, but it's just a little extra effort that really sends the experience over the top.
What it does is it kind of offsets everything else that's going on, where you're like, is this just going to be one big mushy thing? But no, you get that little bit of thing at the bottom. You're like, ooh, what is this? What's my friend here?
I mean, I will say that he should have trademarked the phrase Flavor Town, because I think about it all the time, because he mentioned it the last time, one of the last times we talked about candy with Mike Golic Jr. It sends your taste buds to Flavor Town.
Are you not familiar with Flavor Town?
No, I am, but I just think whenever I hear it, I think of Mike Golic Jr. because he used it on our show.
I mean,
you know what, Jen? I appreciate that, because everyone else is going to go to Guy Fieri, but you are a good enough friend to go and now give me the name association rights with Flavor Town.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I had no idea that Guy Fieri had said Flavor Town. My bad. Gojo, we appreciate you joining us each and every week. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, guys.
You can listen to Gojo's show on 540 ESPN here in Milwaukee from what? 4 to 6, Ash? Is that right? 4 to 6?
2 to 6.
2 to 6. Oh, so you can listen to it from 4 to 6, but also
yeah,
for 2 hours.
If you want to.
Yeah, if you want to, but, you know, it starts at 2. Maybe
as well.
Miss that.
Lots of folks weighing in on the Tom Brady situation. Did the fan get enough? Josh defending himself, saying, money isn't everything, Jen. I live for the experience and the friendships made along the way.
I quote the great Bomani Jones. If you want to be a legend at one place, you want to be a legend at the bank.
Lots of folks weighing in. We'll continue to get to your reaction to that right after this. But first, guys, you know how I feel about my friends over at Culligan Water of Waukesha. They have been an absolute wealth of knowledge and a lot of fun to work with as we go on our water journey at our house. If you're listening this morning and you're going, what in the world is a water journey? Well, when we moved into our house in Mequon, we realized that we are on a well. And a well brings all of these little beautiful mysteries, if you will. And so Culligan pulled a water sample, sent it out to the lab to find out what exactly was in our well water. They found trace amounts of stuff that you don't really want in your water. So then they started right away on removing them. Culligan recommended and installed a drinking water reverse osmosis system for us, and it removed those contaminants. So now we have clean, safe drinking water coming right out of our faucet. If you're thinking about starting your water journey with Culligan, just visit their website. It's CulliganSafeWater.com. CulliganSafeWater.com. Culligan can do for you guys what they did for us. They came out to our house, they tested our water, and they determined the very best fit for our family. And they will do the same for you. I am so thankful to be a part of the Culligan Water of Waukesha family, and I would love for you to join us. Come over to the website, CulliganSafeWater.com, CulliganSafeWater.com. Tell Joe and his team that Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's the crab bucket theory.
Crab bucket theory.
Oh my God. Why are you
Chewy
oh my
was God. Right. Holy Chewy was right.
What?
It's totally true.
It's called the crab mentality, but every other word he said is correct.
On 94.5 ESPN.
In saying, who the hell wants $100,000 of guaranteed runs for life? We've been asking you what you would want in return if you caught Aaron Rodgers' 500th career touchdown pass ball that got thrown into the stands at Lambeau Field. This is all hypothetical based on the Tom Brady situation, obviously, that happened with the Buccaneers. And the fan did not, in fact, get a round of golf with the GOAT. He did, however, get a jersey, another jersey, a helmet, some cleats, another jersey, season tickets for this year, season tickets for next year, $1,000 at the team store, and a chocolate coin. The chocolate coin really puts it over the edge, don't you think?
The chocolate coin's worth almost $65,000, so.
If it was an actual chocolate coin, it would have been worth more than whatever Bitcoin is actually worth. That's my take
on
that.
You're a Bitcoin truther, are you?
I mean, which show me the money, you know? Just
Jerry Maguire.
You can literally sell it for $65,000.
I'll be the judge.
Somebody will buy it for $65,000.
Somebody would buy it, though, because it's all about market, right? Isn't that the same thing with the ball? Like, it's they say it's worth $500,000, but you got to find somebody who's willing to pony up $500,000 for that ball.
I mean, and there are places that accept cryptocurrency. So, I mean, you can actually use that Bitcoin to buy things.
$63,000 worth of things, apparently.
Yeah.
I do think, look, Gojo makes a really good point. He talked about how you should do the right thing. And the right thing is that was Tom Brady's ball. Okay? That fan didn't do anything to earn the ball. Why are you snickering? Why are you laughing?
I think we all know if this was me, what would have happened. I would have asked for nothing and just given the ball back.
For sure.
I've been thinking about saying, oh, I'm trying to be tough. Like, oh, I would have asked for a bunch of money. I would have asked for this and that. I'm pretty sure I just would have given the ball back.
Well, because the more I think about this, like, this was definitely the easy thing to do and the right thing to do. Because, like, let's say you do Jen's plan of throw it under your shirt and hightail it out of there. How are you going to be able to authenticate that ball to the point where you're actually going to be able to sell it for $500,000?
Well, Dumpy in West Bend is saying he would do the same thing as me. If I caught that football, I would Forrest Gump my way out of there just like Forrest did when he had the Alabama jersey on. Yeah.
I don't know how you author, because that's so, I mean, I heard a story this morning driving in about how Major League Baseball has former police officers who are experienced in chain of custody that are going to be at the World Series so they can authenticate merchandise right away. So game used balls, bats, things like that. They throw a hologram at it. Bam, that's how you know. So if you just catch this football and run out of there, how is whatever auction house you go to decide to have this thing go, oh yeah, this is actually the Tom Brady football.
I'm with brave, aggressive Ashton. Okay, not the other one that you just showed up.
So you're with a fictitious person. You're with something and someone that does not exist.
Total ghost. Where he said straight cash, homie. Straight cash, homie. Give me the money. Show me the money.
How much do you think Brady would have actually paid for it? 100K? Because I don't think Brady's forking over a check for $500,000.
$250,000. But this is where negotiation comes in. Like, are you a good negotiator? Like Dario, God love him, horrible negotiator. Horrible. Anytime a negotiation is involved and I see him start to get involved in it, I immediately swoop in.
This thing is worth $1,000. I'll give you $2,000.
I will be handling this from here on out, okay? He just doesn't like the confrontation. He doesn't like the back and forth. I, however, thrive
in this situation. This is what you were put on this earth to do, to haggle for prices.
Hey, remember when I said I would go fight for Ashton when he had the parking spot brigade or the parking spot situation?
Yeah, and you still made the scare chew, which still sits in the studio instead of sitting outside of Ashton's parking spot, which is rightfully his.
My finest moment right there.
I haven't been there for 4 months.
So I do think that cash was the way to go. So yeah,
my spot's gone.
You start at $500,000, and then if he laughs at you, you go, see ya, I'm out of here. And you stuff the ball under your shirt and you start making your way towards the concourse. And I guarantee that employee for the Buccaneers is going, wait. And then you turn back around and you slowly walk down the steps and he gives you a number. And then you turn back around and you start walking up the steps. You gotta be able to get into the theater of the negotiation.
Who are you negotiating with? Who is this Buccaneers employee? And how much power did he have?
It was Byron Leftwich.
No,
it was
Byron.
It was the offensive coordinator, yes.
It was Byron Leftwich?
Yes, that's what Tom said.
I had no idea. I just assumed it was a faceless employee for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I figured it was somebody from the PR department.
Classic Byron Leftwich.
What's Byron Leftwich?
Did the offensive coordinator have other things to do during the game?
Dude's got bleep to do, man. Like, doesn't he have to be going over?
They were playing the Bears. He had like nothing to do. The game was over in the first quarter.
That's fair point. 800-990-3776. Did the fan get enough? What would you want in exchange for that ball? Again, we're localizing it. We're saying if it were Aaron Rodgers, your favorite quarterback, you happen to be in the right spot, in the right section, on the right day, at the right time, and you catch a ball that gets errantly thrown into the stands, what would you want for it? Did this fan get enough? We're also asking you guys, if the Packers can in any way, maybe, sort of, give me the situation, the reality, where they can win against the Cardinals this weekend. We told you that it's only like the third time in history where two teams on a six-game winning streak are meeting up. And obviously, we were excited for this game. We thought this was going to be the evidence we needed to elevate the Packers to the greatness tier. Remember, Chewy's got his tiers of teams. And the Packers have kind of been on the outside looking in from the top tier. Well, would a win over the Cardinals have put them in the top tier? Probably. Most likely.
If anything, it would have brought down the Cardinals from that top tier and just muddled that second tier.
So can they win the game?
Thus making it the top
Give
tier.
Us the game plan. How you would beat the Cardinals if Devontae Adams can, in fact, not play. 800-990-3776. We were going to do power rankings in the last segment. Should we get to power rankings next? Should we do the power rankings? Chewy's not here. He's not here until Thursday. We can't possibly wait until Thursday to do the power rankings.
No, we can't punt until Thursday because that's also a game day. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. So plus, Chewy's probably going to have some stories. He already sent us a picture of some dude's butt crack from Hawaii.
I had to tease.
He did not send me that picture.
Yes, he did.
Yep, you were on the chat.
Man, you between you and Chewy, I don't know who's worst at text messaging.
I did not get that text.
Well, I don't really know how to react to that because you did.
I'm going to look right now. He sent you a butt crack?
Yeah.
I don't have it.
I feel like you responded.
I didn't. You guys, I didn't get the butt crack picture.
There's not a chance.
Do you think that I would remember getting a butt crack?
I'm honestly not sure.
I mean, you've been in I think you've literally been in every time zone within the last 4 days. So, yeah, I think it's possible.
I did not see the butt crack. This is a caper. Why didn't I see the butt crack?
I don't know. It's right to our group chat. It was at 2:22 on Friday afternoon. I mean,
oh, I was on television for sure at 2:22 on Friday afternoon.
It's clear as day an ass crack. We're just right there.
Yeah, I really don't need to.
Did you find
it? Right, yeah, because it's right the first there. Thing.
I haven't seen that picture. There's no chance I've seen that picture.
You click on the group text.
I will get to the bottom of this right after this.
Man.
I am very disappointed.
You shouldn't be because it's... It's exactly what you think it is. Did I need to see that Friday at 2:22? No, I didn't. But maybe if you need new windows, you need to go to Windows Select. So many great things at Windows Select. From their double lifetime warranty because of their A-plus energy efficiency rated products. From their buy one, get one, no limit when it comes to windows. When it comes to no payment for a year. But also, on top of it all, you can get a $100 Packers Pro Shop card with any free home estimate. That's right. You have Windows Select out to your house to have them inspect your house to take a look and give you a free home estimate. You get a $100 Packers Pro Shop card. Get some of that cool gear that the Packers unveiled this past week. So here's everything that you can get with Windows Select. Buy one window, get one free. No payments for an entire year. Double lifetime warranty and a $100 Packers Pro Shop card with any free home estimate. Call 262-703-3500 to set up that free home estimate today, or just go to their website, windowselect.com. The people over at Windows Select, proud partners of the Green Bay Packers. Make sure you tell them you heard it from me, Gabe, right here on ESPN Milwaukee.
Okay, I've seen it. It's fantastic! Man,
technology between her and Chew, I don't know who's older.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And one story only when it comes to Green Bay Packers training camp. And Gabe, that one is...
The green days of our life. Gosh darn it.
Green bays of our life.
How'd you mess it up so bad?
You know, I panicked. I didn't know she was coming to me. And I just straight up panicked.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I've seen the butt crack, and it is glorious. So he must have gotten a flat tire in Hawaii, and this was somebody in their travel party or a Hawaiian rando, somebody fixing their tire, and it is a full-fledged 6 inches of crack. The guy is on the ground, he is fixing the flat, and...
I'm not sure what the best part of the picture is. To me, the best part is that Chewy sent us a screenshot of his camera roll of the picture that was on
instead
it. To
of
me,
just
that's
sending
by
the
far
picture.
The best and most Chewy part of it. He somehow
didn't even
send a picture.
I didn't even realize that it wasn't just straight up the picture until you said that. Then I clicked on it like, oh, sure enough, when you see the entire picture, oh yeah, 105 at the top, you've got what you see in your camera roll.
Now, because Chewy is not here, I assume Ashton is handling power rankings responsibilities.
I don't know about responsibilities, but I'm doing it.
I assume you're going to get in full Chewy character to do this.
We're going to find out.
The week of games is over, and you know what that means.
So what does this mean?
NFL Power Rankings.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah, I'm serious.
Power Rankings on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guess we use too much power.
All right, let's go ahead and start with the power rankings. How was that? One out of ten. What do we think?
It was fine. It was like
I didn't like doing it.
Three?
I was going to give it a two.
Wow. Right. He has a fragile level of confidence, and you're pulling a three right out of the bag.
He needed to give more energy. I mean, this is Chewy's favorite thing of the week. He loves the power rankings, and I feel that Ashton kind of mailed it in there.
All right. Something like that?
Yeah.
I don't even think I can do that.
All right.
Just, you got to yell pretty much as loud as you can.
Here we go.
I did. I don't, I'm not a yeller.
You got to. Got to crank that up. See if it goes to 11.
Then you have to say things like,
let's start with number 10.
Do you want to go through 10? I'll just ask the questions he always asked. Do you want to go through 10 through 6, or do you guys want to guess all of them?
I feel like we're short on time, and you should probably just give us 10 through 6.
I'll try. I have control of this and the clock. I can do this. All right, 10
this
through 6.
This will be very helpful, actually.
No, because you're cheating. Number 10, the LA Chargers.
If I were cheating, I wouldn't need the help. LA Chargers at 10? Okay.
Number 10.
I've got them at 9.
I had the Titans at 10.
And then Titans are number 9.
Okay, all right. Well, we're all in the same.
Okay.
Yeah, 10, 9.
Number 8. This one kind of shocked me a little bit, even though they lost this week. Baltimore Ravens, number 8.
Yeah, that's where I had the Ravens at 8.
I had them a little bit higher on the list. Because, again, I'm kind of chalking it up to, what did I call it? A clunker, a clinker?
A clunker, yeah, a clunker. Everyone's due a clunker.
Everyone, yeah.
I mean, they also won their clunker when they played the Lions.
You get one clunker.
Needed a game-winning field goal of NFL record length.
Yeah, but the Packers needed a field goal to beat the Bengals. Do we think the Bengals are good now? Don't tell me that if you have them on your power rankings above the Ravens.
They are number 7.
And see, I had the Bengals at 10.
I don't know what the hell to do with the Bengals. I don't know. Like, 7, they were 11 last week. They're 7 now. That seems high.
It does feel like they're trending in the right direction, though.
Y'all laughed at me when I said they were going to be a playoff team.
Well, no. We look at the AFC, their division, and we go, yeah, that tracks. Because they're leading their division right now.
At 5-2, and the Ravens are also 5-2. The Browns are 4-3. That's actually one of the better divisions in football.
Better or more competitive?
Better.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what division's better than the AFC North right now?
Well, West, right? You know, you still are not in on the Seahawks.
I mean,
I was
going to
say the NFC West.
The NFC West? You mean the second worst team in the NFC, Seattle Seahawks,
well,
on top of the San Francisco 49ers? You've got
still think the Cardinals and the Rams make that division the best one in the league.
In the AFC North, you do not have a team with a losing record.
I kind of agree with Jen still. I still think the top-heavy nature of the NFC West. I like that.
The Seahawks stink.
They're so bad. It's great.
They're stinking.
Oh, it's so good.
But at least Russell Wilson is running, solo offenses in the end zone.
It really helped them.
He did it again yesterday. Yeah, he did it again yesterday.
Again? After all of the backlash and all of the criticism?
He's got his recovery water, his concussion water. He's fine. He doesn't even know what's going on because he can't remember because of the water that he's drinking.
Unpopular opinion. I still really like Russell Wilson.
Why?
I don't know. He was very nice to me when I covered the Badgers.
Well, I mean, again,
this makes sense. This makes sense.
He was nice. He's nice, but he's just like, phony. He's a fake.
I'll move on to number 6.
He's a grifter.
Shrug.
He's the worst.
I thought J.J. Watt was the worst.
No, come around on J.J.
No.
Because of his wife. That's it.
Russell's so much worse because of the concussion water.
100%.
Like, that's legitimately dangerous.
Like, the worst thing that JJ's done, aside from kind of just being fake, is he's told everyone he's going to live in a log cabin, and that log cabin has, like, 900 TVs. That's
Did
the worst thing he's really done.
Did you see the video that he put out this weekend?
Yeah, I saw it.
I watched it, and I go, I can't wait to ask Ashton what he thinks of this.
I'm trying really
Full
hard.
Full-blown production team on that one. All right, who do we got after the Bengals?
Number 6, the Dallas McCarthys.
I have the Dallas McCarthys at number 6 because I think the top 5 are pretty well.
Really? I thought the Packers would be out. Well, the Packers were 7 last week, weren't they?
They were indeed 7 last week.
So the Cowboys don't play and they drop out of the top 5.
Correct. Are you guys ready for top 5?
I guess, yeah.
You go first.
Packers at 5.
I was also going to say Packers at 5. Dang it, Gabe. Why did I follow
Circle
your
the
lead?
Wagons. A.O. Buffalo, number 5.
No,
they dropped 3 spots.
No. The Bills do not belong below the Packers.
I mean,
I had the Packers outside the top 5, so.
No.
Where would you put the Bills? Or do you want to hear the rest of the list before
I
you
hit the Bills at 5. I had the Bills at 1 spot above. I mean, again, I think that they're kind of in that same category.
I have the Bills at 4.
Okay, Gabe, what do you have at 4?
I have the... Yeah, it's got to be the Bills at 4.
So Bills are 4, Packers are
Packers,
at 5.
Excuse me, Packers are at 5, right, or 4, yeah.
Gabe's right, nice job.
No, Gabe's not right!
He
confused himself! He was wrong.
Well, you asked me who I had there, and I thought and we were. I didn't realize we were guessing actually who was four. I thought we were kind of still going.
We had
here's where the Packers
were there, or the Bills were at five.
Yeah,
it's going just as well as if Chewy was here.
It's fine.
Packers jump from 7 to 4 after that game. I don't get it. I don't. I'm with Gabe. I would not have put them top five.
I mean, if they were in the top five last week, they didn't do anything on Sunday to put themselves in the top
five. Thank you. I completely agree. And then I mean, there's all this talk about the defense and the red zone defense, and I was like, are we really giving the red zone defense credit for Taylor Heinicke not knowing the quarterback rules in the end zone?
Well, but they had
the quarterback
other stops.
Rules at the goal line?
They had four stops in a row in that game, red zone stops. Four in a row.
They did.
They did. You're
they
right.
Did. They Joe Barry Carroll.
They were there.
They were. Their defense is back, but, Jen.
Well, I'm not, again, like, Jen just constantly trying to, you know, if the Redskins scored every time
football
they were
team.
In the red zone, they would have been able to win that game.
The who?
That's just me doing you because you're confused.
That's actually a good cover up. That was a good cover up, actually.
Fantastic recovery.
That was witty. I'm giving Gabe a point for that.
I am just doing you, okay?
Gabe gets a point for that. All right, number three.
I have the Rams.
Yeah, it's got to be the Rams here, right?
Yep, Rams are sticking at number three there, 6-1. Number two.
Buccaneers.
No, you have to say things like, I like this team. They've been my sleeper. Gotta win this week.
Why are you making Chewy a super old woman?
You've heard some of his takes. He's got a little super old woman.
You've got this like, oh, here's some cookies out of the oven, dear. That was the voice you went with for Chewy.
Well, I was
trying to say. That's a one, Chewy. Ashton was a three. You were a one.
Wow. I thought it was, oh, nice, a three. All right, that's
good. Okay.
Two?
Buccaneers.
Chewy doesn't have any, like, AO Buffalo, like, cute names for the Bucks.
It's the Buccaneers. They're number two.
Doesn't he say, like, my guys, or?
I mean, because he had the sleeper team last year. Like, sleeper team. Yeah, congratulations. They have Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski on the team, and there's your sleeper. Congratulations, Chewy. I would never say that if he was here, but he's not here and he's not going to hear this. So, yeah, way to go, Chew.
It's very fair. He's not
listening.
He knows
how to download a podcast.
So, number one are the team that the Packers are playing this week, which are the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Which they deserve. They deserve to be the number one team. That's no shocker there. Any chance they fall out of the top spot? The Packers would have to beat them.
That's the only way. Yeah, that's
clear.
Literally the only way. The Cardinals will be in the top spot until they lose.
And can the Packers beat the Cardinals?
Well, I mean,
let me ask you a question. This is what it comes down to, Gabe. It comes down to whether or not you believe more in the flukiness of the Thursday night football, or you believe more in the Cardinals being the better team than the Packers.
Well,
the flukiness will contribute to the Packers potentially being able to beat them, right?
Can the Packers win? Of course the Packers can win. It's the nature of the NFL. Not a chance they win. Ain't winning. They're not going to win on Thursday.
Very confident.
Yes.
I think he's just doing the reverse psychology thing.
Reverse trap.
No, I will say right now, and this I'll say this on Thursday night on the Packers Radio Network, Packers are losing this game 31-14.
Wow, they're going to score 14 points?
It better be Bob Tonyan. That's all I got to say. Consider Professional Construction Inc. and Waukesha for all of your construction needs, guys. Remodeling projects, home additions, or building a new home. You know that the team that we go with whenever we have an issue in any of those spots is the PCI team. We've told you about the Woodpecker. I heard the Woodpecker again. This weekend, guys, I'm watching the Packers game, sitting up in my little room, and I heard the... Yeah. The Woodpecker is back. So I'm probably going to have to call my friends over at PCI to get out there and repair the damage that Woodpecker is doing to my house. And Mike and Michelle, if I call them up and say, hey, guys, guess who's back? The Woodpecker. They will be over in a flash to help us navigate that situation. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships and giving back to the community. That's why if you have a remodeling project, a home addition, or you are thinking about building a new home, you should contact my friends over at PCI. Their website, of course, is professionalconstructioninc.com. ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. Tell them that Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Well, my mother made the best blueberry pancakes to the point where the blueberry got just hot enough where it would just explode in your mouth. So good.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they explode in your mouth.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. Let's go out with you.
Series starts tonight. Braves versus Astros. Am I supposed to cheer for the Braves now? Am I supposed to cheer for the Braves? I can't. I cannot. I will not. I refuse to cheer for the Astros, okay? So let's just put that out there, okay? So when it comes to this matchup between the Braves and the Astros, am I supposed to cheer for the Braves, Gabe?
Well, you just kind of, I mean, there are only two options, Jen. You said you're absolutely not doing one option, so that leaves us with, yes, only one other option.
I am not convinced that I can do that either. So how does this work? What is your philosophy when it comes to this? Do you cheer for the team that knocked your team out because then ostensibly it means that you ended up losing to the champions?
No, I don't subscribe to that theory. It doesn't make sense to me because, like, yeah, you got knocked out. And, oh, if we went to play that team, then we could have been champions, but that's not how it worked out. Also, my team got knocked out by the Astros. And just like you, Jen, sure as hell ain't going to do that. I ain't cheering for the Astros. You kidding me? No, absolutely not. Not with Carlos Correa. Not with punchable face Bregman. Not with that roster. Absolutely not.
Okay, so then my question to you is, can you find something likable, something lovable even about the Braves? Can you like the fact that they had, I guess you could say, the least amount of wins of the playoff teams? Can you like the fact that they were like an upstart squad throughout the postseason who found a way to put it all together at the right time? I mean, can you like convince yourself that during this World Series, they do have some lovable aspects to them?
Oh, they absolutely do. Like, Freddie Freeman is, I think, as likable of a dude that exists in baseball. Super likable. Like, he is a very relatable person. Love him. Now, on the other hand, there's somebody who is very not relatable, might not be likable, but I'm all in on Jock. I'm all in on Jock Pederson. I am in on him wearing the pearls. I am in on him calling himself, hey, why are you wearing these pearls? Well, I'm a bad mother bleeper. Like, I am all in on that.
All right, that seems fair. I could maybe get behind that.
I've got another one on Freddie Freeman. Do you follow his family on Instagram?
No.
His wife and his son on Instagram? Ah, just that's the cutest family in the world. I'm telling you, Jen.
How old is his son?
I don't know, like 3, 4. He dresses up in little suits.
His son has an Instagram account?
No, well, I don't know if he has an Instagram account, but they always post pictures because he like walks the runway. Yesterday he was walking the runway and the kid's in a full suit, just like swagged out of his mind. It's just a great family.
Well, and this kid also told his dad he better, because Freddie Freeman got off to a slow start, and this kid's favorite player is not his dad. It was Fernando Tatis Jr. And he told his dad, hey, you better start playing better so I can meet Fernando Tatis Jr. at the All-Star game.
That's pretty great. It's pretty good. I kind of like it. I'm not sure how this should shake out. I'm not sure if, again, the challenge in this series, the World Series, is I always feel like there's a team that you can get behind for one reason or another. But the Astros are universally hated. I mean, outside of Houston, Texas, I cannot imagine that there are fans who are going, you know what? It's a little bit of a toss-up here of who I want to cheer for in this. And then again, on the other side of it is what you just said. The Braves knocked the Brewers out. I heard Craig Karmazin talking this Sunday on Sunday Karma about how the Braves being in the World Series for him validates that this Brewers squad could have easily been there. And it feels to him like another missed opportunity by a Wisconsin sports team that got so close, that got to the doorstep, that was knocking on the door and just couldn't walk through the threshold. And you're saying, is that a fair way of looking at it? Is it fair to look at the Braves and say, God, that could have been the Brewers because that's the team that knocked the Brewers out, and because they didn't have the sort of crazy successful regular season that some of the other teams in the postseason had.
I understand why you can look at it that way, but it doesn't, like, looking at it that way is only going to bring you more frustration, is it not? Like you just said, like, oh, well, I mean, this team, well, I mean, the Brewers are flawed. There's a reason that they lost. Because they couldn't score any runs. That offense was flawed. Like, this Braves team can score runs to match the pitching that they've got.
And also the Braves, by the way, for people who didn't know this, since the trade deadline, July 31st, they had the best record in baseball.
So okay.
That's another reason that this should be maybe out of left field, but anyone that was paying attention was like, well, the Braves are actually good.
Well-balanced. Obviously, they had the pitching, as we saw, and the hitting, as we saw in that series against the Brewers. But again, this goes back to the psychology of it, guys. And this is where I'm having a tough time wrapping my brain around, because there's a part of me that believes what Craig Karmazin said, which is that if the Braves win the World Series, it does feel like the Brewers were that much closer to wearing the rings, to getting the rings, to winning the whole thing, because it's the team that knocked them out. And again, I can't convince my brain otherwise right now.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying about how they were a flawed team and they couldn't hit. But again, baseball feels like at times to be a game of streaks, especially hitting. Hitting can be incredibly streaky at times, where you can have games where you 0 for 0 for 0 for 0 for, and then all of a sudden the bats come alive. Maybe the bats could have come alive for the Brewers. I don't know. It's not like they had, yes, the offense was underwhelming, but they did have guys who could hit at times during the season. Otherwise, they wouldn't have won as many games as they did.
Yeah, but they were still a bad offense. Like, they're just straight up bad offense. That's what they were. Yes, and hitting is streaky, but if you have a good offense, you can absorb one guy being streaky.
So are you cheering for the Braves in the World Series?
Yeah, the Astros only have one likable thing about them.
What?
Dusty. Dusty Baker.
Ish. Dusty-ish, yeah. Do you like Dusty?
I got no issues with Dusty.
Everyone likes Dusty.
I have a secret to whisper to you guys. I kind of like the Astros.
Yeah, you've admitted that to me before.
They're so good. Because the talent-wise, they're so good, and I love baseball and good baseball players. I know they're a bunch of jerks, and they've got a bunch of punchable faces on their roster. I know. Anytime Carlos Correa hits a homer and points and does something now and he points at his wrist, it's like, it's my time. I'm like, oh, I love it. God, I love it. I eat every second of it up, and I know that makes me a bad person inside.
The only thing about the Astros is it would be one thing if I was sitting here saying, like, oh, it's these guys. Like, I know that the cheating scandal seemed to be more widespread than just the Astros, and I know that they became, like you said, the punchable face. They became the face of that scandal. But those guys were the guys. It's not like the roster has completely turned over. It's not like this is a whole new breed of guys. Those were the guys. They were the guys, Ashton.
I know, but
the Correas and the Altuves, those were the guys.
I know, but they're so good and fun to watch.
Are they fun to watch?
I have fun. Look, they just beat the White Sox. I shouldn't be wanting them to do anything well. And yet, here
I am.
This
is what I'm saying. It's a total mind bleep. It's a total mind bleep. This World Series is a mind bleep.
Well, you can listen to the World Series right here on 94.5 ESPN. Later tonight,
mind
coverage starts.
Bleep your way through it.
At 6 o'clock.
I guess I'll cheer for the...
umpires?
I don't know.
That's worse than the Astros.
That's a very good point. Let me think about that, okay?
Go, Joe West!
Let me think about that. Angel Hernandez! This has been Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Thanks for listening. Will, D, and Tausch is up next. Maybe we'll be back tomorrow. Who can say?